This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. I just want to let you know the Todd Wright Toddcast continues to be presented by Brandon Legal Group. If you live in the Tampa Bay area and you need not live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call on Brandon Legal Group when you are in need of legal assistance. You also do not need to ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. They are a full service law firm, and they're available anytime for a free consult. Just call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the recently announced final event of calendar year 2020. It'll be our 28th event. It's the Todd Wright Tour XXVIII Holiday Spectacular, and a new venue for the Todd Wright Tour, Heritage Isles Golf Club in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group will be there. Brandon Legal Group supports every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and have been huge supporters of my podcast over the 5 years I've now been doing them. As is Papa John's of Tampa Bay, just had a brief back and forth with Mike Lentz, the key person that I know within the Papa John's of Tampa Bay family. Mike Lentz has been playing in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments since the beginning, and I have a very good rapport with both Mike and Denny Gray. Denny is the general manager at the West Kennedy store. I know other good people within the Papa John's of Tampa Bay family. They were the original sponsor of my first ever podcast 5 years ago, and they just continue to do great things for me, and they do favors for me when I need something outside the realm of a podcast or a golf tournament as well. Remember, Papa John's is featuring the Papadias at the still very low special promotional price of just $6, and that includes the new Buffalo Chicken Papadia. If you have not tried one, to borrow a line from the most recent Sunday night movie on CBS, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I highly recommend picking one up. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their continuing support of my podcasts and, of course, feeding my golfers at Todd Wright Tour golf events. My email for purposes of the Todd Wright Toddcast is wright.todd@yahoo.com. I do separate fantasy football podcasts. If you have a fantasy football question, then you need to email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, and you need to know the keyword each week to get a response and a second opinion for fantasy purposes that tells me that you're actually listening to one of my podcasts. The keyword this week for fantasy purposes is laces. Laces. Already getting emails for fantasy purposes. If you are a fantasy player and you were not aware of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, just Google it. It's easy to find. And there's also a spinoff edition, also sponsored by Brandon Legal Group, that is a fantasy exclusive preview of the matchup every week between the Bucks and that week's opponent. It's called the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. It is separate from the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. All of these are keeping me very, very, very busy these days. So I try to separate the emails, those that are of non-fantasy nature, wright.todd@yahoo.com. And for fantasy email purposes, it's toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. My social media, Todd Wright 2020 on Instagram, just posted there moments ago an announcement about my next golf tournament. I'm also on Twitter, almost purely for promotional purposes, whether it's my VSiN appearances, my Spectrum Bay News 9 television appearances, my webcast, What Are the Odds?, talking about sports handicapping on a weekly basis, using the numbers, courtesy of my longtime friend Jay Cornegay at the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas. But I'm Twitter at ToddWright2020. It's the same as Instagram. And if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, that's fine. Just send me that friend request. And don't ever ask me to like an additional page, because I would never do it to you. So as long as we have that straight, you're welcome to be my friend or my neighbor. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and I accomplish everything I need on one Facebook page. So a few days ago, 2 days ago, I got wind of a column out of the Northeast ripping the Tampa Bay Rays. And because I live in the Tampa Bay area, this quickly circulated around people that I know, both tangibly and via their social media. I don't know how much this was talked about on Tampa Bay Sports Radio. I'm almost exclusively a listener of 102.5 The Bone when it comes to talk of any kind in the Tampa Bay area. That's just my choice. There are people there that support my golf tournaments that have been fans of mine for decades, such as Drew Garabo, Mike Olivero, Monica, who's part of the Roger and JP show, and I've made plenty of other new friends over the last 5 years with the people at 102.5 The Bone and Cox Media Group. So when I'm looking for chatter, that's the only station in Tampa Bay that I listen to. When I'm looking to listen to music, I listen to, for example, my friend Christy Knight, who does middays at Magic 94.9. I digress. So insulated from just how hot a topic this was and the likely bash fest that ensued from my colleagues and my neighbors here in the greater Tampa Bay area, I simply reached out to some very good longtime friends of mine who have roots in the Northeast, and I asked a couple of questions, and I asked a couple of questions about the source of who did the bashing, and actually the response was really good. It didn't stoke the flames anymore. It just said to me that the person who wrote this knows what they're doing. This is what they're paid to do. They're a columnist, and they've covered baseball for a long time. And the work has been respected by many, including the Baseball Hall of Fame. The source also told me that this particular columnist is not universally liked within his own home market. There have been a number of people who feel he has been overly critical of their own teams, and that his negative tone rubs them the wrong way. So I was also told that, and this is what I like the most, that when he writes something like this, he doesn't run from it. And whether it's something that torches another city's team, or he does it right under everybody's nose for a newspaper that is universally considered one of the bigger names still out there in the business, he doesn't hide from it. He's there. And if he wrote about somebody and somebody has something to say the next day or two, he's there to listen to it. To me, that's the equivalent of when you screw up, and I'm not saying he did, but when you screw up in sports, or you do something to bring attention to yourself, and then you put yourself out there and say, any questions? And your responses aren't written up by the PR director or a lawyer or the coach or the GM or ownership or someone else. It's you who is being accountable for what you said or what you did. So it seems as though this particular columnist, notice I'm not using his name, and it's because I get what he does. I'm not saying I'm a fan of his, and while we both have had some of the same paths in terms of, you know, my work nationally, my coverage of previous World Series, I never really had anything to do with this guy. I'm not even sure he ever knew who I was, even though my show, when I was all night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio, was on everywhere, including in his city, on a major sports radio station that had a lot of listeners and a lot of attention. But his name is irrelevant for these purposes because, as I said to a friend of mine who has roots up there, I opened an email to the friend by saying it was only a matter of when and not if some Boston sports guy would take shots at Florida. That's how I opened this email to a friend of mine. So you can probably figure out who the Boston sports guy was. You can go read what he wrote. It was specifically about the Tampa Bay Rays. And just the headline said they're easy to root for, and it took him until the second paragraph to say how much he hated them. But his name is irrelevant here because I get what he does, and in many ways, I respect what he does. He is appealing to the people who read his work, and it doesn't always work for him because clearly there have been some over the years who think he's too negative even towards Boston sports personalities or Boston sports teams. That said, I think what he said reflects an opinion that sports fans in Boston, in New England, in Massachusetts, have about not only the Tampa Bay Rays, but perhaps there's more to this based on what's been going on recently. So let me run down a little list here, and this comes from somebody who I've lived in the Tampa Bay area since the mid-1970s. I didn't have a choice on moving here. It was one of the best things that ever happened in my life when my grandparents assumed legal guardianship of me and brought me with them when they semi-retired from Cincinnati, Ohio, to the Tampa Bay region. And I have been here ever since. They have since passed. I miss them every day. And I'm not leaving. This is my home. At the same time, ironically, there are many people in the Tampa Bay area who don't like my negative tone towards some of the Tampa Bay teams because I don't claim to be a fan of any of the Tampa Bay teams. I cover them. I attend some of their games when I'm allowed to do so, but I know what my job was, I know what it is, and I separate the two. And I don't necessarily have a rooting interest just because I live in the area. So I would like to point out some things to fire back, since the opinion expressed by this Boston sports guy may reflect an attitude from Boston sports fans in general, not only about what's going on in Tampa Bay, but in the state of Florida in general. So if you will indulge me, let's get started. The Rays are in the World Series. The Red Sox are not. Sure, the Red Sox have won, what, four World Series since they ended the curse in 2004. They've been very good. The Rays have, at the time of this podcast, never won a World Series. They made it in 2008, and they made it this year. So the Rays are in the World Series, and the Red Sox are not. Let's take it a step further. The Dodgers are the Rays' opponents in the World Series, and I think we'd all agree a big reason why the Dodgers and not somebody else are the Rays' opponents in the World Series are because the Red Sox chose to trade Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. Mookie Betts was property of the Boston Red Sox, and you can give me any excuse you want, but it was the Red Sox who chose to deal Mookie Betts to the Dodgers, and that's a big reason why the Dodgers are in the World Series playing the Rays. Let's take it to another sport, because recently Tampa Bay's hockey team won the Stanley Cup. Now, the Rays had been to the World Series before, but didn't win that World Series. They lost it to the Philadelphia Phillies. The Lightning had been to the Stanley Cup Finals before. Granted, they lost in the finals in 2015 to Chicago, but they won the Stanley Cup in 2004. So the Lightning won their second Stanley Cup this year, and they did it at the expense of what many considered to be a Stanley Cup contending team in the Boston Bruins, who have the perfection line and have been a very good hockey team for a number of years now. But along the way to winning the Stanley Cup, the Lightning took out the Bruins very efficiently in five games. We would also like to note that the Bruins, as the Red Sox, may have the self-inflicted wound of trading Mookie Betts, who helps another team get to the World Series. The Bruins' Vezina-winning goaltender decided early on in the postseason in Toronto that it just wasn't for him. He wasn't really into it, and he took his pads and he quit on the Bruins. So I'm sure that doesn't resonate well with the Boston sports fans. Now let's move on to the National Football League, where perhaps you noticed on Sunday afternoon on Fox's National Game of the Week, despite being down 10-0 early, the Buccaneers totally changed the tone and the course of that football game with a pick six on Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay pick any point in that game second half, quit, and the Bucs routed the previously undefeated Packers, who were coming off a bye week. This despite the fact that the Bucs had flopped in many people's minds 10 days earlier, blowing a first half lead by halftime and losing to the Chicago Bears, who I would like to note are 5-1. It might not look impressive, but they're getting it done. But the Bucs are considered by many to be Super Bowl contenders. Speaking of the Westgate Superbook, as a result of the Bucs' win over the Packers, the Bucs, who opened back in mid-January at 60-1 to win Super Bowl 55, as of the time of this podcast, sit on the futures board at the Westgate at 10-1. There are teams with lower odds, Chiefs, Seahawks, Ravens. Steelers are also 10-1, but the Buccaneers are considered by many right now to be a Super Bowl contender. Meanwhile, the best dynasty in the NFL in the Super Bowl era is struggling, as Bill Belichick's Patriots are under 500 this late in a regular season for the first time in 18 years. I'm sure Boston sports fans don't like that either, especially when their beloved Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski both clearly had had enough of the Patriot way, Gronk first, then Brady, and are thriving in Tampa Bay. And with one more connection for a touchdown, Brady and Gronk move into fourth all time in terms of a quarterback and receiver connecting on a touchdown pass. Let's take it outside the Tampa Bay area to the state of Florida, because another team that has obviously had success historically and recently in Boston are the Boston Celtics. Well, the Celtics, once again, as they did last year when Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks left the door open in the Eastern Conference for someone else, a lower seed, to get to the NBA Finals. The Celtics weren't that team last year, and they weren't that team this year, as they reached the Eastern Conference Finals, losing to another team from Florida, the Miami Heat, who most had left for dead when LeBron James left South Beach, going back now two teams removed. When LeBron left the Heat after going to four straight NBA Finals, winning two titles, and going back to Cleveland before he went to the LA Lakers. So here are their beloved Celtics. They reach the precipice of going to the NBA Finals, and all they've got to do is get past the Miami Heat, and not a LeBron James Miami Heat, not even a Dwayne Wade Miami Heat, not even an Alonzo Mourning or Shaquille O'Neal Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler's Miami Heat, and the Celtics come up short. Let's take it another step to point out the frustration that comes from a Boston sports guy when looking toward the state of Florida. As regrettable as the pandemic is, sports did resume this year. And when sports resumed, nothing was played in Boston or New England prior to the beginning of the Major League Baseball regular season or the NFL or college football seasons. Meanwhile, in the state of Florida, let's count the sports entities that restarted in Florida. There was the NBA, there was the WNBA, there was the MLS, there was UFC, there was WWE, there was AEW. All examples, all resuming operations safely in the state of Florida. And then I'll take it one step further just because I can. Many people in Boston, Massachusetts, and New England, years ago, recently, bought homes in the state of Florida. And I know that personally because I know some of these people personally. And for a good year in 2018, I made a trip once every 2 or 3 weeks to see somebody very special to me who was not from Boston, but who lived in Fort Myers. And it was very eye-opening to see that when I visited this person between, say, New Year's and Easter, how busy the city of Fort Myers was. And then after Easter, not so much in the greater Fort Myers area. And why was that? It was because the people from Boston and Massachusetts and New England who had winter homes in the greater Fort Myers area went back north to Massachusetts after Easter. Now, the further you get down from Fort Myers to, say, Naples, not as many people choose to leave. They consider themselves more than part-time residents of the state of Florida. And then with this pandemic, I know full well that many of these Bostonians Massachusetts New Englanders never went back, staying in Florida rather than going back to where their roots are. So when this Boston sports guy appeals to a majority of his base by ripping the success of the Tampa Bay Rays, to me, he might just be doing that. But most people who are reading that and agreeing with him and having the itch scratched by this, it goes much deeper. That right now, in so many areas, whether it's in Tampa Bay or the state of Florida as a whole, and whether it's sports or more than sports, the Boston sports fans look at the state of Florida and they see all the good things happening here, and they don't like it one bit. Well, tough shit. Because many of those same people know other people who took the attitude a long time ago, if you can't beat them, join them. And many of them have homes and are spending more and more time down here than they ever did before. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com. I thank you for listening to me, and I'll talk to you again soon.